This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Even gotten into a lot of the stacks of news I have here in front of me. And when I'm wrong about something, I'll say I'm wrong about it. But I was not wrong when I boldly said Trump set to declare a national emergency over the border. Because they'd been signaling they were going to do it. But what he did was change course. And that's not a good thing. Now he's made statements he still may declare the state of emergency. Oh, yeah. You may release the FISA warrants fully showing the illegal BS that Mueller involved himself in. Then do it. Because our asses are hanging out here in the breeze with the globalists breathing down our neck. And, you know, you got to be careful what you ask for. I told listeners to go in these so-called gay bars. Legally and lawfully, don't be violent. If they choose as citizens, where they have little kids performing doing drag, and I said it's obviously pedophilic. And did you know people did it and got recordings of people talking about screwing kids? Yeah. You know, an entire group of law enforcement would have to deal with that for a month to decide what was going to happen and what was going to go on and who was involved and everything. And obviously, I told the people, I said, you need to give that to law enforcement. And I think that's what it comes down to, is I do need like a month-long vacation. And I don't feel sorry for myself. I'm not bitching and complaining. I'm like a police detective that has 50,000 files. And I feel guilty that I can't deal with all these damn things. And they're all out-of-the-park grand slammers. I mean, we are overrun by devil-worshipping pedophiles. I mean, you want to know at the bottom of the barrel, the bottom of the damn rabbit hole, what you're going to find? It's kid screwing and kid murdering vampires. And I'm just mad at myself. Get it off screen. Just get it off. I'm not mad at the crew playing it. Normally I'd say, I just can't handle it anymore. Oh, God. And the fact that we've got to sit here and beg people to care and beg people to get involved. And then even when they do get involved, which is great, the crap you hear from the bar owners and you're just the sliminess. It's like, this isn't like watching a movie or reading about evil. When you know it's there and you hear its confidence, and you know it's just going to get worse and worse. Because of the selfishness of the average person. I'm going to tell you something right now. It's good to fight evil. And it's good to go against the globalists so that people who are partly awake become fully awake so they get a relationship with God. And so they recognize evil in their life, so they make that decision. It's all about souls. You're not going to save this planet. Let me tell you, everything you see in the near future, 20 years, 30 years, is going to be burned to a crisp. All these big buildings, all these globalists are going to be deader than a hammer. Just like Christ told them, in Jerusalem, when the Pharisees were getting ready to haul him up and kill him, he said, you see these stones of this wall? In your lifetimes, there won't be one stone on top of the other. Well, I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm just telling you, as a political operative and a researcher that cares about humanity, I can tell you right now, these globalists are crazy, and they're going to destroy everything. But not before they rape the hell out of your kids.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Breakfast where the news is read. Television, children fed.
Hit for border security directly to the American people today with his first televised Oval Office address tonight.
Do you think there should be, I don't know, a delay of some sort?
Why in the world would the networks run Donald Trump's address tonight when we know that Donald Trump is going to be using it to spread these lies?
Because people believe it. People, the president will say what he has to say. People believe it, whether the facts are true or not.
Why should they run Donald Trump's address tonight when they know he's going to be spreading lies and falsehood?
The answer to your question, Joe, is they shouldn't. One of the most time-honored and powerful ways a president has to communicate with the American people is through a primetime Oval Office address. The majesty of the setting, the request for valuable television time.
The president says he wants air time. He just gets it, right? Well, the answer is no.
President Trump, you will not get your wall.
A wall is an immorality, not who we are as a nation.
Have you considered using emergency powers to grant yourself authorities to build this wall without congressional approval?
Yes, I am. And I can do it if I want.
And so he doesn't need the Congress to appropriate the funds for the wall. He can just do it.
So you don't need congressional approval to build the wall?
No, we can use them. Absolutely. We can call a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely.
It's now up to you to decide which sides are on. That's where we are. And Trump is moving in the right direction, and the only direction he has, to use his constitutional executive power against traitors in the government to declare a national emergency and take matters into his own hands. Our destinies are now bound forever. We ask you to now take action and declare the national emergency and clear the scourge of the foreign globalist infestation threatening America and the world.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
No Trump, no war, no USA at all. 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 No Trump, no war, no
unknown soldier. Alright, listen. I've already had a bunch of guests on that have been extremely powerful. Noam Benjamin's always great. one of the top comedians in the country and one of the most censored people in the country. And I like seeing him pop in on our shows. He always has great commentaries with us for us the hour. I do intend to take a few calls in the next few segments as well. There's a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to of just the most bizarre stuff. And I like the fact that Owen Benjamin talks about rhetoric because he's researched that, because I want to get his take on every channel's, we already played the clips last hour, saying it's crazy. There's no human trafficking. Trump says it. It's insane. And there's no caravan. Nothing's, it's totally made up. He's insane. Meanwhile, Europe's been flooded. We're being flooded. Mass death. Huge amounts of sex trading. Senate reports. All this stuff. 80% of the women are raped. Trump says 1/3 are. And they go, fact check. It's 80%. You liar. It's way worse. Oh, wait. CBS, take it down. Oh, God. Oh, oh. It's our own liberal Amnesty International. This is not even a tactic now. This is like an obstinate 5-year-old that you catch, you know, pissing in their bed. And you say, hey, don't piss in your bed again, or you can't go over to your buddy's house. And they're like, I didn't piss in the bed. I'm like, what's this piss? I mean, at a certain point, Owen Benjamin, what is this tactic? Or is it just now mental illness?
It's wizardry. I call it wizardry because it's a lot easier for people to understand what that means as opposed to the word rhetoric. Because, you know, my dad taught rhetoric, like mass persuasion, and my mom taught children's literature, which is basically how to boil down a narrative to the simplest elements. So that was my upbringing. And it's so interesting watching all these tactics in real time right now, just changing the course of a nation. And what they're doing, it's repetition. It's just saying the same thing over and over and over again. It allows people that don't want to face the reality of fentanyl and the reality of the rapes happening as people flood the border, and the reality that a nation can't exist without a border, and the reality that the very people that are going against Trump, they're on camera saying that we need a border wall, you know, 10 years ago. And so what's happening is it allows.
Oh, I forgot that. We've got hundreds of clips of Hillary and Schumer and Pelosi and Obama and Bill Clinton saying we've got to have a wall, the crime, a lot of criminals. It's all true. But somehow they flipped and now say it's totally insane.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing that Trump's doing, is he's actually doing what he said he would do. And that's seen as evil by a lot of these people. It's almost like the family whose dad left when they were kids, and the mom just keeps saying dad will come back, and that hope allows people to get through Christmas even though dad's never coming back. That's almost how politics work in America now, where they say border security, you know, we'll tighten up government spending, and then they never do. And that promise and then the lack of doing anything is okay on the American people right now because their attention span is that of goldfish. So the wizardry is going crazy. And then Trump just doing what he said he would do, like leaving Syria when they said.
No, I know. But then I tune in and they're all in lockstep saying the sky's not blue. It makes me feel not even angry anymore. It's like, who the hell are these people? These people are dangerous as hell. They do not need control of the nuclear weapons.
No, they're wizards. They have a narrative, and a narrative is very, very powerful. And just like what people do with children or what people do with mass propaganda and psychological operations, it's just a narrative, repetition, emotional triggers. And there's millions of people like me and you who watch your show, watch my live streams, and they feel just like us, like it's just madness. But it's effective on a certain type of person.
No, I agree. A certain type that doesn't have a memory. When you read the globalist documents or hear Gruber, they say the key is they have no memory. We were successful getting rid of attention spans. Ha, ha, ha. Because they have people, the average person does not remember any of this.
Yeah, that's why my mom, I used to think she was wacky for this policy, but she, for her, her wristwatch has to have hands on it because she said a digital watch erases memory. And she said she wants to know where the hand came from and where it's going. And I used to think that was weird. And now I totally understand where she's coming from, that it's the littlest things in your day and the digital.
No, exactly, because an old-fashioned watch is a map of a universe. And,
exactly.
And you know there was time before and after, but digital's only now.
Exactly.
Well, that's heavy. Did your mom come up with that? That's damn heavy.
Yeah, my mom's brilliant with this stuff. She's very, very, she was... we never had new clothes or, and we grew our food, and she was doing all that stuff, before it was cool, because she saw it coming a mile away, and she quit working to raise, my brother and I. And, you know, all the feminists said that, that she was giving up, and she was like, no, feminism means I get to choose my life and I want to be a mother. And so she was way ahead of the curve. And that watch thing is so true, and you can apply it to so many things where digital is authoritarian when it says it is 12:15, it is 11:15. But if you see the hands, where they come from and where they're going, you can put your world into context. And the one thing,
and you also wind it and you check the time yourself, and it's you control time instead of it being this digital thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're responsible for keeping it going. There's so much metaphor in that. And slaves are not allowed to have context, and they're trying to turn us all into slaves.
That is heavy. I mean, that's like when Trump said the deepest thing I ever did was becoming shallow. They go, what an idiot. No, he means go with your first approximation. That's actually what's deep. Owen Benjamin's our guest. HugePianist.com, Alex Jones, NewsWars.com. Spread that link. Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, the last few weeks now, the border wall has been the top story. I'm so sick of hearing Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer talk about how we need a border wall and say the exact same thing Trump said. Trump's just acting on it. That I haven't played it. But I think because of memory and what Owen Benjamin was just saying, the comedian analyst, hugepianist.com, that's piano, pianist.com, that we should play a few minutes of it. And there's like hours of it, but let's play a few minutes of not just them 20 years ago or 10 years ago, but even 5 years ago or 3 years ago. But at some point, they decided to just flood everything. And again, it's the worst of the worst of the third world. They admit that. 80% of the women coming up, Amnesty International admits, get raped. I mean, that is the culture of the bad guys that run the smuggling. And then you see, oh, MS-13's all God's children, Nancy Pelosi, and you see statements like, how dare he call Hispanics criminals? He was giving names of people that killed people. And an illegal alien is twice as likely to kill somebody. And by the way, something like 80% of it's Hispanics they kill. Hispanics are being fed on by Hispanic criminal gangs that our government says is hands off, and 900 plus cities say are sanctuary cities where you can come there and kill whoever the hell you want. And I'll tell you why. I know the immigration lawyers. I know they're inside baseball. I was first told about this 10 years ago by a judge, and then I was told about it by a prosecutor, and then I learned about it from insiders. And we're going to go back to our guest post clip. But they make, let's say an illegal alien gets $15,000, $20,000 a year off of welfare, and they make them work somewhere where they're paid like $30,000 a year. The left, through these groups, skims half that money. So for every illegal alien that's an adult, they're getting $15,000, $30,000 a year. Oh, a kid, though. Ooh. So they're totally exploiting it. But since Owen Benjamin brought it up here, this is a shorter segment, long segment coming up, but here's that clip, one of the clips he was talking about. But then now they're saying, insane, a wall, that's crazy. Here it is.
I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in. And I do think you have to control your borders.
Real reform means stronger border security, and we can build on the progress my administration's already made, putting more boots on the southern border than at any time in our history, and reducing illegal crossings to their lowest levels in 40 years. Real reform means establishing a responsible pathway to earn citizenship, a path that includes passing a background check, paying taxes and a meaningful penalty, learning English, and going to the back of the line behind the folks trying to come here legally.
Our border is far more...
Back it up, Jones. That's even more hardcore than Trump says. But now it's Hitlerian rhetoric. I can't listen to much more of this. We'll play some more in a moment. But, Owen, this is what you're talking about. I mean, these people, they've got some bravado.
Well, this is more wizardry that we're talking about. These people have established this narrative that they're protecting black people and women and Hispanics, and everyone else hates these demographics, when in fact they're making a class of people in America that couldn't be more vulnerable. I used to live in Los Angeles, and I would see these illegal maids and gardeners and all these people, and they have to do what you say or else you get to send them back to their country, and so they're in a constant state of fear.
Oh, no, it freaks me out at how much they kiss my ass. In fact, I want to empower them. It's the opposite.
Yeah, yeah. No, totally. That's the thing. I'd rather have people come with paperwork and with a social security number and stuff like that.
And with their chin up, not being controlled by Democrats and turned into victims.
Exactly. So they'll establish a $15, $18 minimum wage in Seattle or something, and they'll feel so good. And
but then they bring in these folks and undercut it.
Exactly. And then they pay $8. And then these people make it seem like Americans don't want any of these jobs, where I, not that long ago, when I was first blackballed from clubs for the trans kid thing, I was doing manual labor with my brother, who's an arborist. And I'm telling you right now, there's plenty of Americans that have their undercut by illegal.
Well, let's say it. The illegal aliens, because they're subsidized with welfare by design. Remember when the head of Walmart said, oh, we keep the wages so low that our employees get welfare. Well, yeah, so it bankrupts the system. Walmart uses a subsidy. That's the whole model of illegals or Appalachian whites or poor blacks in Alabama. It's the same corporate model of they get these low-paying jobs that undercut everybody, and then there's the welfare that then supplements it the taxpayers pay for. So the bottom line is, folks, none of us are getting this for free. We are screwing ourselves.
Yeah, and American citizens can't work these wages. Like, if I said, listen, I'll work $8 an hour, you don't have to pay a workman's comp, they'd say, no, you have a social security number, so you can't, so we're going to use this guy. And so that undercuts people who want to work. And so then what happens is someone who wants to work gets on government welfare, gets an opioid addiction, and before you know it, they're dead. I have one friend who's lost 16 friends to fentanyl.
Oh, my God, that's another thing. Don't just think 8 years ago Obama magically waved a wand. He did. I literally, half the people I know are addicted to opioids outside this office or have dead family. I mean, it's the doctors are just handing out. Did you hear the FDA just approved the new opioid 100 times stronger than heroin? Like, execute whoever invented that.
Yeah, yeah, and it's because of the spiritual and emotional rot that's happening in this country that's coming from a lack of purpose, lack of family, lack of ability to buy your first home, because a two-bedroom tiny house, you know, my parents' house that they got for $12,000, you know, now in a lot of these cities that are just overinflated by fake money and foreign money and all this stuff, you can't buy your first house. You can't, you know, start that family, have that hard working job that allows you to get to the next rung and the next rung of life. Instead, that's all taken from people. And they've now just injected their souls with opioids.
And again, these doctors, because I don't go to the doctors very often, and I'll be sitting there, and they try to push this crap on me, and I'm like, what the hell? I mean, this is out of control, man.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You know, it's like, do you have pain? It's like, yeah, you know, I'm really tall. My back hurts a lot. But it's like they're always trying to get you to get in that system, because once you're in, you know, it's just like what you were talking about with the illegal aliens. It's like someone's skimming. Someone's taking a percentage of every pill sold. And, you know, a lot of these wars are, a big element of it is controlling opium and poppy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my dad managed over 100 different medical facilities at one time, usually about 30 or 40. And I know the whole insight, but they would send the most gorgeous drug reps who he never did this, but it was well known, who would have sex with people that would just do a certain amount of scripts. It wasn't just trips to Cancun or trips to Tahiti. I mean, they'll send the hottest chicks you've ever seen to have sex with you in your office if you get as many prescriptions out as they want. Because they're drug dealers, of course. Like, one time I was in this office, just I saw this chick walk. I was like, this is the beautiful woman I ever saw. And he's like, laughing, and goes in the door with this other doctor. That went to one of my dad's offices. I was just visiting the doctor. I'm like, Jesus. The hottest women in the country, folks, are drug reps. And they're just in there. It's just sick. Oh, my God. Owen Benjamin's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's News Today. What are we going to do as a society? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I'm not going to pitch opium on people, but I mean, I don't know. This chick comes in, I might do it.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So, literally during this last 3.5 minute break, I'm back there getting some more coffee, and we've got CNN and Fox News on, and I see a Humira drug ad we're about to play. Talking about wizardry. This is a non-opioid painkiller. So I'm like, okay, great, let me watch it. And you talk about wizardry, because it shows the most wonderful images of having tea and kids playing and kites, and it's, meanwhile, this will cause heart attacks, death, everything else. And it's like, is this like unintentional comedy? Because under law, they've got to tell you what it can do to you, except vaccine ads. They say get your flu shot at the Golden Globes or in an ad. They always say safe and effective, no side effects. The sheet says can kill you, can cause Guillain-Barré neurological disorders. But see, a national emergency was declared, and Reagan got tricked to do this. Reagan wasn't a bad guy, but this was bad, to give it liability protection under national emergency. So that's a bad national emergency. But, again, during the Golden Globes, they weren't taking real vaccines. And, again, I know vaccines are real technology. The problem is they contain it, obviously, and it's been, they've been caught doing it. But these huge hypodermic needles engaged, there's William Defoe, your TV viewer, with a fake vaccine. So this is how sick it's gotten with get your flu shot, even though it admits it doubles your chances of getting flu, lowers your immunity, all this crap. This is what entertainment's turned into. And it's the very same piece. Right after they did that, they have the one of the winners come on and say, I hate walls, they're immoral. Well, they have a wall around it and checkpoints and drug dogs and guys with machine guns, just like Nancy Pelosi and the rest of it. So I want to get Owen Benjamin's take on this about, I don't think the wizardry's working anymore. Maybe I'm wrong. It's working on some people, but where do you think it's going to end, and what do you think of drug ads? Because they juxtapose the most happy things, and they go, heart failure, cancer, death. The kid's going, yay! What is that? Because there's nothing more mind control feeling, like I'm in Clockwork Orange in the theater with them dripping stuff in my eyes, than when I'm watching these drug ads.
Yeah, I think the wizardry that they're working on now is creating a world where people are capable of staying in a constant state of cognitive dissonance. Like what you were just talking about, when you have, cause as a comedian, I'm seeing it everywhere now. Cause a lot of comedy is based on juxtaposition where hot, cold, bright, dark, and you put it together and it makes people laugh. And so now I'm watching this stuff and it's comedic in a very tragic and an insane way to someone who can see through it. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that can't see through it. And as a musician, you know, it's the same chords in Sitting on the Dock of the Bay as Creep by Radiohead, because those chords make you feel isolation and they make you feel like a weirdo sitting alone on a dock of a bay, right? So in music, you have the chord progression makes your emotions feel something, and then the words are the logos. And so with that contradiction, I know this sounds kind of crazy, but if you really think about it, it's true. With that contradiction, just like in the commercials, you know, you see the dog, you see the couple, you see the nice spread of breakfast, the sun coming up. And as you're watching that, it's telling you that it's poison. And so it creates.
Oh, he's giving the dog water, but then he looks at the dog psychotically and may cause death. He's like, but it's okay. Water, like they're associating water and nurturing with death. Feed your puppy. Death, death. It's like some weird, like in hell, this is what the devil would show you.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you can't even, yeah, in hell, it's a great way to put it, where it's like in hell, you can't even identify what is good or bad. And I think that, you know, like when a bear is hunting fish, they make the water as muddy as possible so the fish doesn't know up or down, and then the bear can just eat as many fish as he wants.
Well, that's it. It's just total confusion, like murder, death, it's going to kill you. Oh, look, your grandchildren's so loving. Here, for radio listeners, you'll hear the audio, which is totally frightening. But then
right.
With the video, it's this juxtapose to try to trick your brain. Here it is. We don't have it. I thought I had it queued up. Well, go online and pull up a Humira ad then. We're backing it up. We'll have it in a minute. So what's up with these corporations and these people that are willing to do all this? Because I met probably 18, 19 years ago with a guy that owned a bunch of radio stations in Minnesota. He's dead now. And he was a psychiatrist. And he had been hired when he was younger to work for the government in propaganda and subliminals. But it was like, for what they were doing, and they thought it was good. And he said, listen, the stuff they're subliminally putting in Smurf cereal ads, was his example, or whatever, he said, is absolutely designed to screw up young boys. And the whole program is to destroy boys, and it's totally evil. And he was saying it's meant to make them a bunch of, you know, cock, you know what, sucker. And say it. I mean, he was sad. I was like, Ted Anderson meeting with this guy. I'm like, I know this guy's this and that, but that's kind of perverted. He's talking about this. Now the American Psychological Association came out and said, men existing is bad and is a mental illness. So, and I looked this guy up later. He was involved probably, you know, MK Ultra. I mean, he was a high-level government psychiatrist. He was ranting at a two-hour lunch. He did put me on a few of the stations about, you got to cover how they want to destroy boys. Listen, Alex, I'm a liberal. I believe in freedom. This isn't liberal. This is total war to destroy society and a plan to end the family and blah, blah, blah. This is some rich psychiatrist that had all these government weapons contracts and, you know, mind control, and he's telling me this evil plan, and now I'm here and it's happened. It's like, who comes up with this?
Well, it's not about money at that level. It's about control. And if you want control, the first thing you have to do is get rid of men. You have to get, because the males of a population, the males of a country are the ones that keep the monsters at bay. You know, that's a man's job, is to provide, protect, and to teach. And so if you make the men women, or if you make the men self-hating, or if you make the men these blobs, then any enemy can come in and take control of the children, the women, the resources, the geography.
Well, that's the first thing any Attila the Hun or anybody does, is they kill the men. You're right. We have the Humira ad now, so let's go ahead and roll and get Owen Benjamin's take on this.
Joint damage.
Soy boys.
Ongoing pain and stiffness are signs of joint erosion. Humira can help stop the clock. Prescribed for 15 years, Humira targets and blocks a source of inflammation that contributes to joint pain and irreversible damage.
Humira can lower your ability to fight infections, serious and sometimes fatal infections including tuberculosis, and cancers including lymphoma have happened, as have blood, liver, and nervous system problems, serious allergic reactions, and new or worsening heart failure. Tell your doctor if you've been to areas where certain fungal infections are common, and if you've had TB, hepatitis B, are prone to infections, or have flu-like symptoms or sores. Don't start Humira if you have an infection.
Stop the clock on further irreversible joint damage. Talk to your rheumatologist. Right here, right now. Humira.
Your immune system off and die of cancer. And I'm not even picking on Humira. It's light on the spectrum. But this is just, these ads are insane. All these happy images of moms and kids with frisbees. Oh, it's going to kill you. And, of course, when you really go to the doctor, they don't ask if you have an infection. They don't ask what other drugs you're on.
I kept putting out some wizardry in that. It's funny how when they're trying to push this stuff, they use images of strong gender roles where you have a man with a beard and a dog in a Jeep wearing plaid, and a woman just kind of like loving the guy. And because that's what people deep down want. They want gender roles. They want a woman.
You can get mom an apple pie. Just take this and turn your immune system off.
Right, exactly. Like, women want to have children. They want grandchildren. They want to be surrounded by the home that they've made with a strong male. And so they give you these images. Well, at the same time, they're like, take these pills to make you die. And so people are manipulated by what they want out of life, and what everybody wants that. Like, women want a strong male in their life, and men want a family that they can fight for and provide for. And then, like, they'll show you these images, and then, but they subvert the entire population by then giving you poison.
And in THX-1138, that's based on a real UN plan. Huxley admitted that, and it got made into a film by George Lucas and adapted. But they said, we're going to take what women want, children, and we're going to basically make managing the state their child, and the husband, it will be the state. And now they've done it. What's wrong? What's wrong? We have criminal drug evasion. We'll be right back with Owen Benjamin. I'm Alex Jones.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By the way, Owen Benjamin, you know, he says he's a comedian. Like you said, his dad was in rhetoric, his mom children books, so he understands communication. And so we tend to always get into the attack on the family. I want to say something here that's not profound. It's basic. But that is profound. I don't mean to be contradictory. It's super ultra profound, but it's like saying we need oxygen to live. You know, I've been told by FDA, former FDA prosecutors, don't say you'll die without vitamin C. Or the FDA will shut you down. Well, you will die without vitamin C. It's like saying you'll die without air. You'll die without air in 4 minutes on average. You'll die without water in about 4 days, without food in about 30. Now, these are facts. But again, they're telling you, you can't, the wizards, make any comments. You're bad selling supplements, but oh, we can sell you all these deadly drugs on TV. So we keep going back to the attack on the family. And it's a fact that men and women are the species. There's not a separation. Men are men, women are women, but we are the species, like every other species. It's such a joke to try to turn women against men, men against women, and to then have the American Psychological Association, I'm going to play the Ingram clip here in a moment, come out and openly say masculinity, period, is toxic and evil and bad. Well, that's been the goal, to wage war on the boys. Because the hyper evil sociopaths and psychopaths who are 98% male want to get into some real feminist argument. I mean, it's that, you know, that 0.1% that is really bad news is male. You have a very low percentage of women that are super evil. They're usually just lazy. I'm not saying women are lazy. I'm saying, you know, there's that group of manipulating women, but they're not questing after power and to dominate everything. A real alpha male wants to build other alpha males and other powerful females and build an incredible future, and sits back and looks at the success that they've chain reaction. Like the Marine Corps wants to see, people after boot camp more powerful than they were. It's not like you look down at creating a new group of people more powerful. You go, I am freaking powerful. I just turned that loose. See, you understand? I'm living through you. You're living through me. And my ancestors, they believed I was going to dominate for humanity, not dominate just for me personally. And so that's the huge existential issue here, is they're openly saying it. I can't pick a newspaper up or a magazine or turn TV on. Like, men are the problem and masculinity is the problem. It's so out. And then we're like, you're right. We're sorry. Women, be nice to us. We'll do whatever you want. Because the state, as Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. That's Joseph Goebbels. So here's Laura Ingraham, who they're celebrating, has been taken off the radio. We got her sponsors, and let's get her off Fox. Here's a woman saying, I'm not more wealthy of men or a bunch of wimps. She that's a powerful woman. I mean, like my grandmother's. And it's not like I'm like virtue signaling the women about their powerful role, but any real women know that and understand what it is. It's just so sick to see everybody having their birthright stolen. But here it is, the American Psychological Association that runs your schools, that runs policy, that runs the UN UNESCO program, they are now admitting what's been in their textbooks for decades. We want to end men. Well, that means end everything. Here it is.
Well, James Bond's masculinity has apparently hit its expiration date. Can you believe it? Get this. The American Psychological Association is now out with new guidelines declaring that, quote, traditional masculinity is harmful. Ryan McDermott, and psychologist at the University of South Alabama, who helped draft these guidelines, asks unironically, what is gender in the 2010s?
Look at that soy boy.
It's no longer just this male-female binary. If we can change men, we can change the world. What exactly are we trying to change them to? Well, do modern women really dislike traditional masculinity? Here to help us answer all this is Emily Jasinski, senior culture editor at The Federalist, and radio talk show host Jamila Bay. All right, Emily, let's start with you. What do you think this kind of attack on what is known as traditional masculinity is all about?
Yeah, so the APA specifically names, in their definition of traditional masculinity, competitiveness, stoicism, all qualities that I think a lot of young women like myself, and women of all ages, really probably find attractive, probably find compelling. And I think it's sad that the APA lent its authority as an institution, lent its credibility as an institution to these guidelines, which are steeped in the language, really, of fourth wave feminism. There's lots of hints at intersectionality. There's talk of privilege. There's talk of all of these different buzzwords. And there's actually a short on substance, and the substance that is there is attempting to pathologize things like competitive.
Let's stop right there. Let me tell you what the root of this is. And I want to do 5 more minutes with us the next hour, and then Paul Watson takes over. Or who is it taking over today? Roger Stone. How big are you? I mean, because you look like an NFL lineman.
I'm 6'8", 275.
Okay. Now, you've been here at the office. I'm 5'11", and I weigh, 260 pounds, but you're way bigger than me. I don't feel insecure around you, a big, giant guy. I feel good, like, oh, there's a big, powerful male, and he likes me, and I like him, and he's smart, and I feel like the species is doing well, that we've got a war machine. Now, the average little chicken net like Jeff Bezos, I know for a fact, he's a little backstabbing rat that hates it. He hates everybody. And so he wants to create a system where he feels very threatened by someone who's strong, someone who speaks out, someone who takes action. And, you know, that's what this really comes down to, is they're fundamentally creating a system where they hamstring normal competitiveness. They want a monopoly. They want to end competition, which ends the species, doesn't it?
Yeah, and a lot of it is these really little guys that don't understand that we're stronger together. As like when you have, like, guys like me and you, like, I could go into your studio and see this this beautiful big studio and you have a staff and you have, and I'm like, I'm so glad I'm friends with this guy, you know, and that's what makes nation strong, tribe strong, family strong. And then you have these other guys.
The globalists talk about tribe all day because they don't have a sense of it.
Right, exactly. Like actual alpha males or actual strong males. They like, I see you as a friend, and I'm like, I'm so glad Alex is doing well. I'm going to support him. And it's the same with me with height, where sometimes like these little rich guys will look at me and they'll be like, I hate him for his size. And I'm like, I'm too tall, dude. Like I went too big. Like I can't even fit on a roller coaster. You know, like dudes like me don't even live that long. It's like you go into an old folks home, you never see someone 6'7", 6'8". You know, we're like Great Danes. We have like 7 good years, you know. And so like I find it so hilarious that these little billionaire guys get so threatened and so angry of masculinity and anybody that's competitive, because no matter how much money they get, they still look like that. They still are.
And don't they get that the strength is the strength of the species? Because they call themselves collectivists. They're the opposite. We're individuals, but we then join with a collective for a better future, but not a false top-down collective. I don't know how you describe that, but a real collective.
Well, the collective they're trying to do, it's to make a forest equal, you use an axe. And so these insecure little trolls, they want to take down guys like you, guys like me, guys that, you know, work hard and want to provide value and protection and safety and stuff for their population so that they look strong when in fact they're little weasels. They're like, yeah, the Jeff Bezos of the world can have a golden giant palace. And in the end of the day, it's a weasel in a golden palace, and he knows it and we know it. And so in the end of the day, that's why they want to get rid of masculinity, because they want to appear
bigger
than
they
are.
Because they want to be kings and they were never kings.
Right, because they shouldn't be kings. And they shouldn't be, like, I'm not a king. I'm probably a strong duke, maybe. You know, like, I'm, and when you know your role in the world, it makes you happy. And feminism is what's enslaving.
Exactly. I'm fulfilled in my role. People don't know how fulfilling it is just to go with your genetic role.
Exactly. And like, I couldn't manage a giant studio like you have, because it isn't my genetic role. Like, my genetic role is to be by my fire and live stream from home and talk about family and do my thing. And it's like, I'm happy. Like, my mom, talk about my mom again, but like, and that this is, and my mom has her PhD and she's a stay at home mom, to show that being a feminist doesn't mean you have to go into the salt mines and compete with dudes. Like, she understood that real power comes from the home. And
well, also, powerful women realize their sons, particularly, that it's those women that are behind their sons. Their sons go out and conquer.
Yeah, and then bring home safety. Yeah, and my mom would always say the thing I should want in the world is enough. That, like, the happiest people in the world are the ones that can look out at their land and their family and say, this is great. And then you work on that stuff, but this Ponzi scheme, this never-ending hole in people's hearts, is going to lead to some serious problems.
I agree. Do a little bit more time with us, because it's so archetypal to see Nancy Pelosi and Schumer looking like animatronic. They look like demon, you know, Chuckies. They look like little demon dolls or something. And everyone instantly saw this within minutes. The same stuff was being put out, because this is people that literally don't know how stupid they look. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Stress.